right, we're on.
We're on?
Yeah.
All right, so episode 5 of Say Less. Mm-hmm. We've got, I'm in the room. We've got Charles, Nate, Deontay, Dion.
Hello, hello, hello.
School is out for the summer.
Yes,
at least here in West Virginia, it is.
Me for the next week.
Yeah.
Right back to it on Monday.
So, I'm going to dive right into it. Yeah. Getting a little late on this Tuesday night. There's tequila to be drank and tacos to be eaten. So,
that's very true.
Let's dive into it. You guys want to talk about how finals went for all yous? Or?
L.
Hey. The Lord has shined upon me, and that's all. Somehow, some way.
Summer 17.
That's good. No, really. I was telling you about how like I needed 94 and I got 93.5.
Yeah.
So I emailed him earlier, like last week, like, when I saw the score, and he was like, "Yeah, no, I'm not gonna round the score because you had all semester." I'm like, "Listen, like I've never gotten higher than a 50 on any of your exams, like throughout the entire like semester. And like I pull off a 93, like I studied my ass off for it." And he was like, "Well, you should have done better." I'm like,
"That's bullshit.
What the fuck?" Like,
did you talk to him before you took the final?
Yeah. He was like, "Listen, you need a 94. Like that's how I figured out."
And then you got the 93.5.
And I got 93. And he's like, "You should have done better." I'm like, "Listen, I came to you during your office hours. I asked help. Like, right. I've done everything I needed to do, like, on my behalf." Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, like, you're right. Like, I could have tried harder. But at the same time, it's just like, if I'm sitting here asking and begging for help, and you're always saying just like, "Oh, just try harder." Like,
right.
Read the lectures. Like,
I mean, to ask you that because if teachers know that you've got an active interest in doing well on the course, like if you talk to them and tell you like, "Hey, I know I've done shitty to begin with, but like I'm really trying to get this C or whatever I need to pass," then they'll help you along the way. But it sounds like you guys got a dickhead of a professor.
That just, my other professor did not cook my grades up. So
shout out to them.
The one, conservation ecology. The one I got like a 60 on because I had both those exams back to back. She was like, "Yeah, like, you know, I saw like the entire class was like made significant progress. Like the overall average of the class was a 80. So she was like, "All right, I'm just gonna curve it like 15 points." So like I ended up getting to be in the final.
That's not too bad. I mean, finals wasn't horrible for me, except one of my professors. So I have 10% of my grade as homework. Mm-hmm. One of my professors lost all my homework because I turned all of them in.
All of your homework?
Yeah. I mean, there was only 3 homeworks for the class. So I emailed him at least 10 times. And I went to go see him in his office, but he's not there. So now I just got to pray and hope that...
Or final grades out?
Tomorrow. Yeah, grades out tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
At midday. So.
Yep. There's only one class I'm unsure about. But for the most part... Actually, that's my moral, my lesson of this semester, is go to class, because those are the easiest, like, at least 10% of your grade, mm-hmm. like, points you can ever get, because I would have had a 3.6 this semester, but, you know, dragging my ass out of bed to get to class really brought me down to, like, straight B's. When I
just
got, like,
to make Dean's List just once.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad to.
Fuck President's List. I just need Dean's List just once. But, yo,
I did that freshman year, so I got that out the way.
It's
been a shit show for me.
I was a shit student. I dropped out of college my sophomore year. Took a semester off, went to community college for another semester, and then came back here, and I was Dean's List every semester after I got back. So I was one of them kids. I needed the wake-up call. Mm-hmm. And then when I was doing grad school, I was all, I think I had a 3.8 in grad school before I was just like, "I don't feel like doing this anymore. Not right now."
I'm like, but, kind of at that point right now, to be honest.
What?
Like, I feel like, you've been in school since, like, you're little, like, you're kind of, like, hitting that wall. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
why the fuck do I keep doing this to myself? Like, I don't see, like, maybe any progress. Like, they're trying to change my fucking curriculum again, so I'm just like,
wow.
I think I just need a semester off to
refocus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit that wall, unfortunately, in grad school, and probably went to grad schools for the wrong reason, because I was just doing it.
You felt like you had to?
Didn't feel like I had to. I needed to do something, and school was comfortable, because like Nate just said, or Deontay just said, we've been going to school for our entire lives and got out of college, graduated, and I was like, didn't have a plan, didn't know what I was doing. So I was like, oh, I'll run back to school. I'll just go get a master's degree.
Right.
Then I'll do whatever. And that was cool for a year. Did real well the first year of grad school. And then this past full year has just been a mess. And I finally came to the conclusion the reason it was a mess was because I didn't want to be doing it. So for all of you out there listening, any of you about to graduate, don't just run in and get into grad school just for something to do, because that won't work out well for you, I promise, yeah, from personal experience.
I mean, if you really want to just keep occupying yourself with acquiring knowledge, you should just keep reading.
Yeah.
Like reading for fun.
Now, if you've got a plan and you need to get a master's degree, you know you want to do it, go for it. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from going to grad school. Just don't do it for the same reasons that I did.
Yeah. Just don't do it for fun.
Yeah. It's not that, yeah, it's not. It's not like regular. It's not like undergrad. It's definitely not like undergrad. So, yeah, don't just do it for the sake of doing it.
Do you guys want to do advice for incoming freshmen? Or
I don't even know if we have any listeners for that. But, yeah, I mean, Yeah, think big. For freshmen, like, my advice always comes back to, like, finding the right core, you know. That first few weeks would be you finding friends.
And, oh, friends, like my friends.
Yeah, and when it comes to school, you should have school friends. I mean, I know we're all in college, so everyone's your college friend, but, like, find your school friends. Then you study, like, a group that you go to the library with, and you push each other. You have to find that. You also need to socialize. You need to make friends outside that, because regardless of how many times you study in the library or what your GPA ends up being, your communication skills is very important for you to land a job or internship or whatever it is, because you have to interview and you have to have a conversation with these people. So find a school group and then find like a social group. Sometimes they intersect and, you know, it's great, but if you don't, either way, you need to find people that help you focus, and you have to find people that would help you socialize and have fun, you know. But don't let the fun,
fun
be too much.
My advice would be, I know, like, people always want to go out and play, like, and that's kind of like okay for like the first 2 weeks, but as the semester progresses, like, you need to cut out days. I like to go out with you guys, like, all the time. But, you know, I get my shit done. Like, get your shit done Monday. All you gotta do is grind. Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're fine. And then Thursday, you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, that, you spend, like, 4 days, like, grinding, get your shit done. That way, Thursday, Friday, Saturday comes around, like, you can go turn up. Not have any worries.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes, as Deontay said, like, for me, what I do, and it's been pretty effective for the past few semesters, is, like, right after class, you know, go to the library for, like, an hour, knock out the homeworks. At least when you get that done, if you want to study at night, you could study at night. Then you don't have to do homework in addition to that, you know. But if you did that, and then you didn't have any, even if you didn't have any homework, you could just, you know, do a little bit studying right up to class, which takes off most of the load, which also gives you more room to party, because, like, you wouldn't be staying and doing your homework instead of going out with your friends. So, you know, it's all about time management. Napping is great, but to me, it's not vital.
Yeah, well, some people the nap is needed. But, I mean, my biggest thing with that is, and I've had, you know, my mom's friends ask, because they've got kids that have, you know, started college in the last couple of years, and I've been out, so, like, they ask just, like, you know, like, that type of advice. And my biggest thing is, like, just go out on the weekends. Do school during the week and go out on the weekends, and you honestly can balance school and a social life and, like, get good grades. I mean, that's what I learned to do. I made sure I did everything Monday through Thursday, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night were free for me to do what I wanted. I don't see why that's such a hard concept for some people. I don't know why people need to go out Sunday to Sunday either. But, I mean, if you're here to piss mommy and daddy's money down the toilet, that's the way to do it.
Yep.
I mean, it's that simple. Like, if you just do your stuff during the week, you can have 3 days to play. And I think that's more than enough. And you can have good grade. I mean, I don't know what other majors are like, but you might have to, you might only get one night or two nights. But like,
or no nights.
No, no. I mean, people that say that they don't have any time to do anything because of school, that's on you, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't care what your program, I don't care what your program is.
Yeah. You always make time. That's like when people be like, oh, like, not necessarily like girls, but like people in general be like, oh, like, I'm sorry, like, you know, I was too busy doing such and such and such. Like, no, like, if you really wanted to, like, respond to my message, or even if it's just like something simple, like, oh no, like, sorry, like, I'm in the middle of something, like, can I text you back? Like, just something simple like that. But like, you can you have to compartmentalize. Compartmentalize. Fuck. You gotta set aside time for school when and for your personal life. You can't let school completely take over your shit. Like, you're gonna kill yourself.
Compartmentalize. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think Charles even talked about that like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah,
about like, it's not really about you not having time, you just picked priorities.
Priorities, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, we get this. Swavey, how's finals for you?
I mean, it was hard for I mean, I kind of acted like the worst thing were, but of course I could have did a little bit better. Like, because, you know, I did take a semester off, so I wanted to, like, kill the semester, but I'm proud of myself. I'm just ready for summer and all the stuff I had to put off because of school that I wanted to get started in January when I came back. But I'm excited for the summer. I know a lot of big things are coming, so I'm excited for summer, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm ready for that, too. There's a lot of stuff to do in the lab for me. And honestly, I don't know. It's just something about staring in a microscope that's exciting to me. So I'm very excited for all of that this summer.
But sounds exhilarating.
It is. There's nothing. I promise you, there's nothing more beautiful than 2 cells on the screen.
All right.
You lost me.
Yeah, you know.
I lost you.
What's the next?
We're freelancing this week.
Yeah, we're freelancing. This week.
Are we?
Episode 5. We're kind of just flowing with it.
We're just talking.
But I wanted to talk about ex etiquette.
Oh yeah.
I really wanted. I wanted to see you guys' opinion. And I wish.
First, before we do that, we got to define ex. Does that mean publicly, like,
Are we just talking ex-girlfriends, like, after a relationship? Yeah. Well, okay,
or this, because remember we talked about, like, talking and stuff the other week, and I'm saying, like,
when's it a clean
break? There are girls, like, that are, like, you know what I'm saying, you talk to for a little bit, and then they be like, oh, yeah, he's my ex. No, I'm not your ex.
Yeah, I was just a guy.
Would that be part of ex-etiquette?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is understanding your definition? Like,
I think that's a different etiquette.
But I'm saying if that's
that's different.
If it's like the public thing, like, I haven't had an ex since like senior year of high school, I guess.
Same.
Like if we're talking like that, but if we're talking about girls we talked to a little bit and then we just broke it off, then.
Yeah, I mean, with that, I don't think there's. I mean, there might be etiquette for that. I don't know what that's like. Cause
I don't know.
I've not really, really talked to anyone since I started talking to her and then got in a relationship. But I don't know. I want to talk about this because I always found it funny how Melo's like creeping on Wala.
He's trolling. He's hilarious.
But again, I wanted to know, like, when it, because girls get really butthurt when like the relationship like ends, let's say Monday, and then Wednesday she sees you with another girl. Or even guys, you get pissed off.
If that happens,
it's a 2-day turnaround.
If that happens,
I mean,
somebody was cheating.
Right,
100% for a fact.
2 days,
for
2 days,
fact.
2 days after you got a relationship, you're with somebody else. You were talking to them before, 100%
on the side. He was on the side. He was comforting. He was comforting.
No,
I'm telling you,
son. Okay, from a guy's perspective, right? We broke up on Wednesday, right? It was a really messy breakup. We yelled at each other, blah blah blah. We loved each other though, but when we were breaking up, we both said a lot of hurtful shit. I went out with my boys on Friday night. Went to the bar. My boys are like, oh, hey, you just broke up. We're just going to show you a good time. Get your mind off, you know. Then you see a girl. Your boys are like, go talk to her. You go talk to her. You take her home. As you're going home, you run into your ex. Is that cheating? Because you didn't cheat.
No. We're talking, me and Shane, we're talking about, like, we're saying, like, all right, you guys know each other, whatever. Like, you just see, like, he's just a guy on the side. You just see him around your girl every now and then. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you don't.
Okay.
You don't. they don't hang out as much. We're not saying it's that serious, like where, the, where you gotta confront, like, yo, like, stop talking to them. It's not that serious, but you're like, oh, this is a guy that knows, she's, this guy is friends with my girlfriend. I don't really know him that well. I know his name maybe, but he's just friends. I'm saying, like, y'all break up on Monday,
and then she's with him,
and you see him on Snap out of Cheesecake on Wednesday. They was doing something. they was talking. You know what I'm saying?
All right, fair enough. All right, yeah, because, and what's the etiquette when you're like hanging around? If say you have mutual friends, this nigga's wild. If you have mutual friends,
all right,
with your girl, and then y'all go to like say sports page, and she's there, but you're like y'all have broken up for say a week. You're talking to the girl at the bar. Is that disrespectful in a way or not? To me, your ex is, and I think she should respect your decision. I can see how it's hurtful. Emotionally, it's a problem.
Well, I mean, there's so many different variables we'd have to talk about here.
Yeah, I feel like
that's who broke up with who, for what reason. I mean, that's a lot of different things.
Like the etiquette is always just try to be respectful, but like what Shane said,
just be a better person.
Sometimes you just can't. Like, it's just... It's not like you can't be respectful. It's just like you get caught up in those situations where it's just like, well, all right, like you said, like you at the bar, like your ex is there, like you're talking to a new girl, like you know she's there, but at the same time, like you know that you guys are broken up, like you're trying to like initiate that process of like moving on. So like in your mind, you're not being disrespectful, but to her, she may be like, oh, like we just broke up, like he's already talking to a new girl, like what the fuck, like what's going on here? So it's just like you guys said, it's a bunch of different variables. It's a situational thing when it comes to ex etiquette. Because me and my we're cool now, but this girl Christina.
Shout out to Christina.
Hey, shout out, Sean. I don't know you, but hey.
She didn't graduate college now. She a teacher.
Oh, great.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, glow up.
What is that? Like, no, let me say.
But we were. This is like back when I worked in my summer job, like summer 14, and like that's when I first met her. Mm-hmm. She had like a dude at the time. Like I was completely respectful, but like you know, like I did like have a real like I wanted to pursue her, and I told her like straight up, like you know, I fuck you, like I date you, but you got a man, so like I'm respect that. So fall semester's going through, she texts me like, oh yeah, like me and my boyfriend broke up. I'm like, word, what up? I'm coming home for. Want a break, like, let's see what happens. So, like, we get together, like, I meet her bum, her dad, her brother, all this, and we start dating. We were together for, like, 2 months. And she was like, well, you know how, like, when girls get in that phase where they start questioning shit, like, they don't text you, they kind of, like, that awkward, eh? So, I knew from that point something was up. And I'm pretty sure we're going to break up. So I was like, yo, what's up? What's going on? She was like, you know, I'm not over my ex. Granted, this dude fucked 6 different girls, cheated on her like multiple times, and she still went back to him. Anyway.
That's a conversation for another day.
That's its own episode. We're foreshadowing this bitch.
But, she was like, well, yeah, I'm not over him, so, you know, I think we should break up. And I was like, all right, respect. She got back with him. He cheated on her again. Came home from, for summer break, and we just started fucking. Like, we were completely fine. It was just...
Amnesia. I would have been sick. I would have been heated.
It's just like...
But I feel you, though, but...
For me, specifically, like, the last time I felt... The way I felt about her, like, so strongly, like, when I first, like, saw this girl, like, oh, shit, like, she's actually gorgeous, but, like, I felt kind of, like, not nauseated to talk to her, but it's kind of, like, that little butterfly tingly shit was, like, the last time I dated my ex, who, like, I dated for 4 years, so I'm, like, oh, shit, like, I gotta hop on this. But it wasn't, like, hard to let her go, but, you know, I understood the circumstance, like, it was, like, a mutual agreement, like, you know what, go do you, whatever. We still cool now, and we still talk. But like I said, it's a situational thing. There's a lot of variables. You just gotta take it on the whim.
I'm saying, we all like do it on the gram and on social media and whatever. I'm not the biggest troll ever, but like, I feel like for ex etiquette. You just can't. You can't try to stunt on them. If you really cared about them, you can't try to stunt on them. Like you know that girl over there beside your ex kind of one is looking at you. You're gonna go over like y'all just broke. You're gonna go over there and talk to that girl. Like there's plenty of other girls in the club. You know what I'm saying? That's petty. Or you got a girl like ball, like you know wrapped up on you. You could take her home now, but you're gonna like stay there or whatever. Walk by. You gonna dance in the middle of the dance floor. You know, everybody knows how to get the attention. Go to the big circus. You know what I'm saying? Like as long as you don't try to stunt on them and you just like live your life. Yeah, man, dying. Yeah, but as long as you know, just let them live their life. Like, I got an ex that I just had to cause I was so pressed on this girl. Like, most of my close friends know who she is, but like, crazy pressed on this girl. She played me, and like, I just had to like delete her from my life. Like, social media, everything, just number. Where I just straight up couldn't contact her, and didn't know what she was doing for like the past like 3-4 years. And then now it's just like she's just you know if I see her if I saw her again whatever just mutual she knows my family I know hers or whatever so I'm cool with everybody else and it just I feel like that would be a good example of if you can't just be friends with them or move on with them you just gotta just hey look I respect what we had together it was fun we learned a lot from each other but you're gonna do what you gotta do I gotta do what I gotta do I know you want like I had to do it to her she's like oh I want to be friends no I can't be friends with you like. My feelings are way too strong. I just had to cut you off. Like, yeah. Nothing against you. Nothing. I'm not going to try to tweet about this later. Like, oh, yeah, I just cut people. Nah, like, this is pretty hard for me, too. You know what I'm saying? But I just can't have anything to do with you right now until I can mature on my own and see you later.
It was basically you saying, like, if a guy has, like, strong feelings for a girl and she's not interested, just cut me off, like, immediately. Be straight up, cut me off. I don't want to keep like putting in effort, and it's never gonna lead anywhere. Cause like that makes it way worse than I expect the bluntness, the honesty. Like, listen, I'm not interested. Like, cool, bet. You know, thank you for being straight up with me. Like, not a lot of people are like that.
Exactly.
I mean, with that, the problem, and I'm being devil's advocate here for a second. The problem with that is most girls face some form of aggression from guys when they reject them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulls up, says, hey, you're this, you're that, I kind of like you, what's up? Oh no, I can't do anything, I'm not interested, I just want to be by myself. Most guys can take that. Rejection is really difficult. It's not...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but this is my rebuttal that we're not... When we talk about that, we're not talking about, oh, in the club, you giving them a fake number, yeah. Oh, real quick. No, you're ugly. We're not saying that. We're talking about, you know, this guy, like, you like, most of the time we're talking about girls who they like us, you know what I mean? They genuinely like us, they just don't like us like that. That's what we're talking about. So we're talking about, like, you know, you can tell when a guy's trying to take you on a date, trying to do this, that we're saying at that moment, you just say, hey, are you, just real quick, like, I know we've been kind of hanging out a little more, this is where I'm at with you, this is how I feel about you, blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about, oh, but when you tell a guy in a club, no, he's ugly, you got a boyfriend. No, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
You finesse your way, do what you gotta do, because guys curve girls too. Don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? But anyways.
Yeah. Never forget that
stuff. Yeah, don't forget that. But we're just saying, like, because you know, like, you always see the guys saying shit stuff about stuff like that. But like, it goes both ways. There's hoes on both sides. And like, just like girls don't open up, guys don't open up just as much like this to everybody. So you're consistently trying to do stuff.
Because nobody wants to open
up. Exactly, but it's because stuff like you really open up to somebody, you do stuff you like way off the box, double text, triple text, send me super long, sweet messages that you don't even care if you get screenshotted because but you just this is just how you feel and you don't care who knows, you know what I'm saying? You do all this stuff. That's what I'm saying. You do all this stuff and it doesn't work out. You look stupid. You waste all this time and you're like, bet. That's how the savages are created on both sides, girls and guys. So like, all right, man, I'm not doing that again.
It's a cycle.
I'm just gonna do me.
Yeah, never ending cycle too.
Yeah,
so got girls playing girls. I mean, girls playing guys. Girls are playing girls too. But I'm just saying, everybody playing everybody.
2017.
Yeah, we're on that game. 2017.
Girls really do be playing themselves though.
But how do you know when to not be protective anymore and actually take a chance? When's the moment where you're like, all right,
you just.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't. It's just like you just get that one feeling. It's like, oh, There we go, all or nothing.
But then if you get played, you're like, oh. All right, well, I mean, some people can hit. Like, me, for real, like, I'm not talking about being savage all the time. I'll probably do it again. If it doesn't work out, then I'll be back at square one. Some people can, I feel like I can handle it because I do feel like there's somebody out there just for me. And I'll give it the world and everything. And some people can't. They're like, once they hit that first rejection, they're just like, they just go into that deep depression. And I mean, that's a terrible thing to do because you just got to try to learn from your mistakes because sometimes it's not even them. You were the reason. And you don't even realize it. So you just got to analyze.
Every relationship is like a learning lesson for sure.
Exactly.
Should be.
If it doesn't go out, yeah, I guess it should be.
If you break up and you blame the person altogether, even if it literally is that person, you got to look at you got to self-analyze yourself and like, what could I have done?
Right.
Self-awareness is key.
Yeah.
But
in life.
True. Actually, very true. Yeah, I was actually having this conversation with one of my boys, and I was telling him that, because he had a similar situation where he kind of dated this girl for a very long time, for like 3 years, and they seemed really happy, and they loved each other, but for some reason, they both couldn't move on from just loving each other. Like, they didn't feel like they belonged to each other, and to him, he thought, maybe it's because they're just friends and nothing more, and it became a stagnant thing for them. So they decided to break up, and he was asking me, like, how does he make sense of all of that? And I always wanted to ask you guys about your opinion, but I wanted to do it on a podcast because I know he's not the only unique case to that.
Rephrase that in a condensed form one more time.
Basically, he broke up with his girl of 3 years because it's not because he fell out of love, but he felt like they could
stagnant.
The relationship was just,
I mean, that's the best thing to do in that situation before you make a mistake that you don't mean to make, Like, if either party is disinterested, I feel like it's best that you bring it to them. Like, communication is key in every relationship. So if you're feeling some type of way, don't hold that grudge against me the entire time and make me think that it's sweet. And then, like, I see your passive-aggressive, like, moves, and then think I'm doing something that's fucking up, when it's just, we're not compatible anymore. So, definitely, whenever you first get those, like, maybe I'm not fucking with them that way anymore, then that's definitely when you say something. It's better than holding it back.
I feel like it depends on how long, like, the relationship is, because I guess that the whole point of, at least in my idea of the whole point of dating, is to prepare for marriage. And
if you're planning
on marrying somebody, and after 2-3 years, you break up because you kind of got bored. What are you in a relationship for? You know what I mean? Like, you gotta. I understand what Charles is saying. Like, so definitely do that, because you don't want to cheat on anybody. You don't want to waste anybody's time. So definitely, you gotta talk about it as soon as that happens. You gotta bring it up and talk about, like, look, I love you, but I feel like we're at this point, and I wanna stay.
Nobody wants to cheat on anybody.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and it's not you're doing anything weird, but I want. What is it always in movies? She doesn't have that spark in the relationship anymore. So, like, you just got to go back and, what have y'all been doing the last year, the last couple months? Like, have y'all been going on those same dates like you were when you first started trying to get with her? Have you been complimenting her as much? Have you been, like, seeing what you can do, for each other? To try to bring that spark back into the relationship, and if not, then you just break it off and do what y'all said, so nobody gets really hurt. You just move on as separate adults.
Yeah. But for real, even if she is your girl, she's not your girl, because in the mindset, like, whenever I have a girl, I'm like, at one point in time she had a guy, and I would see her from a distance. You kind of gotta have that mentality, even if she is yours. Some guy is plotting on her and trying to take her from you, so you gotta keep constantly doing, like, little things, It doesn't have to be huge things, just, like, little things, like, hey, babe, like, let's just go out for a drive, like, let's go get a cup of coffee or some shit. Yeah, you just gotta keep up there.
That's a topic.
I like that. Yeah,
my dad was great.
More foreshadowing.
You just gotta keep making her feel special, like, make her feel like she's appreciated. Because if you neglect those little things, kind of think of it as like an engine. Huge things you see, obviously, but the little things, like the little gears, if you neglect maintenance on those, it's gonna fuck up everything. The little gears drive other gears, eventually drive the big gears. So, like, miss that little thing is going to start fucking up problems. Just like math. You miss that little fucking negative, fuck up the whole thing.
Right. It's strategic and routine, relational maintenance, I believe. Strategic, like, you plan shit, like, oh, I know it's going to fucking walk her out. Like, I'm going to come home with rose petals all over the bed and whatnot. Got a tub running. That's strategic because, like, you know, like, that strategy is about to play out. Routine, like, doing the dishes when it's your turn and whatnot. Like,
or even just
not being a fucking
even just sitting and talking asshole. To her, like, hey, baby, like, how was your day? Like,
yeah, that's, like, all part of the game. Some shit. Like, there's definitely, like, jobs you have to do.
Chores.
I think this just goes to show that all the single men on this podcast are gold, and all your women should be flocking to them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying to y'all females right now? Like, y'all not? No, let me chill.
Let's go. Keep playing, man. They don't want to cuff us.
Hey, summertime. I'm not trying to get cuffed no more. So.
Hey, we subtweeting now.
Oh shit! We just have a case of subtweets going on right now.
One slap right now.
Well, I think we made it like half an hour through without thanking our sponsor for the podcast, the Triple B, the Big Baller Brand.
Hey, Big Baller Brand, my man LeVar,
you gotta cut the check, man.
Yep.
I'm trying to invest. How much for a stock?
We're trying to be ballers too, you know.
How much for a share, bro?
Yeah, let me throw some money in there, and then, you know. Hey. Pay dividends on that.
$900 autograph edition on the way. Yeah.
Well, what'd you guys think about that? About LeVar, actually, because I was listening to.
He's a businessman.
I have to look at.
I feel so bad for Lonzo.
I have to look at his specifics though. Because I'm hearing one side of the story where he's just an idiot and this doesn't make any sense, and then I have another one where, like, he's actually pretty smart. He does, and, like,
oh, he's very smart.
And it like. No, I'm talking about, like, but the actual shoe house, like, it's really actually really well made. Like, he has all, like, the profits. Like,
not the shoe specifically. I wanted to ask about him as a person. Is he the kind of dad?
He's just a normal.
You want to be
any, like, other, like,
I want to be coach, yes, but not, like, that not as much. Like, he has a tone, but now I feel like his sons aren't bothered by it anymore because I feel like he's been like that their whole lives. Right. So when they say they honestly, why do you call me? I feel like when they honestly say, like, he's been like that forever, he just says what he says.
It's honestly like, the media that's making him into.
I feel like they're kind of putting more pressure on their sons than their sons actually feel, because they're like, yo, whatever, like, they know, mm-hmm. but he is taking away some of these deals that is hurting his sons in that aspect. But as far as I feel like pressure basketball wise. And on their careers, I feel like they'll do fine because it's not basketball pressure.
I hate you.
It's not like being like LeBron's son or something like that. It's not like that cloud of a show, like that weight on their shoulders. But as far as, like, taking deals and some money away from him, he kind of is doing that to Lonzo.
Once he gets in the league, then, like, he probably proves himself. Then
I feel like he'll slow down.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really thinking about it because I was listening to actually I was listening to Charlamagne's podcast, and he was talking about. Basically, he is every black dad who believes he could do literally anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And because of those ideologies, he's just pushing his kid to do those things. But yeah, I mean.
Yo, the Spurs-Houston game is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What game is this? Game 7 or game 6?
This is game 5, I believe.
I'm pretty sure this is early for us.
Shout out to the Caps for stumping the shit out of the Pins yesterday. Fuck the
Caps. No, this is game 5.
It is game 5.
Yeah.
I'm gonna flex your fucking self.
I'm just talking.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said fuck the Caps.
Fuck the Caps. Caps or Caps?
Caps.
Oh, okay.
Fuck the Cavs too. I don't care about
them. Hey, we about to get.
Fuck them until they get another.
Katie, not this year. What you talking about?
Man, we'll see.
Katie about to get this ring, man. Talking about.
I hope so, probably.
Anything surprising happened in the playoffs? Do you think?
Did you want to talk about Kelly Olynyk and
I thought Draymond was being a hypocrite by calling someone.
Yeah, he's the last one that should open his mouth.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said anything just because he knows. But I do think, like, Kelly's way more of a dirty player than Draymond. Kind of like that play, he pulled Kevin Love's arm socket out. Like,
play, yeah.
Draymond, like, I mean, if you He knew what he was doing by getting kicked in the nuts. Is going to injure somebody. Like, pulling somebody. Oh, my fault, Trot.
Good Trot.
Oh. He's got a hard head like his dad. Hope you are.
But yeah, but like, but I mean, I don't know. It's basketball. It's a contact sport. Just,
I wish it was.
I don't know. They shouldn't. The men knew what they were doing when they asked Draymond about it anyways.
Yeah, you know, I think they were trying to save him up.
Because they did the same thing with Katie and Russ beef. Like, two different, they don't have nothing to do with each other. And then, like, yo, Katie, why did you go to the Warriors? Yo, Russ, this is why Katie was the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
Draymond tweeted today. I was like, just get through the playoffs, bro.
Draymond is a troll.
He's always trolling.
This man can't use no type of lotion, though.
Like, who, like, it's funny because like they'll win playoff games and then like you'll just see him, like, it's crazy, like, how the Warriors are. They'll win playoff games, then you'll see him on Draymond snap with Drake and he's making fun of their outfits and like,
yeah, he does
how they're just coasting through these play, like, well, the first two rounds, I mean the Cavs are too, definitely, but they're just coasting through the playoffs and they're just like everybody predicted this, like the Cavs are like, Cavs and Warriors are going, like, on this crash course. I feel like these finals are about to be wild.
Who makes it out of this series? Houston or San Antonio?
Houston.
Yeah, I think it's Houston. I don't even follow basketball.
I don't even know. Houston. LaMarcus Aldridge is non-existent.
He disappeared. He really disappeared.
Yeah, if they play like that for that first game,
they need Tim Duncan back. No, it's not. He probably produced more than LaMarcus Aldridge right now.
I'm not gonna lie. I really expected LaMarcus to be great because I wanted him at LA, but he's been very.
I mean, he's nice, but he just doesn't. Well, he didn't try the first game at all.
Like, he was good with the Trailblazers, and I don't know why he went. I mean, I guess I know why he went to the Spurs, but I feel like he was just at his best when he was, like, this big emotional player, this big, like, I just don't feel like, I didn't think his personality with the Trailblazers, when he was with the Trailblazers, fit the Spurs system. Mm-hmm. And he went there, and I was just like, how does it really fit him? He's not that type of...
But the thing has been that Pop's always found a way to mold players into the system. Like, it doesn't matter how you play, he will fit you in.
There's always going to be ones that don't.
Yeah, there's a couple. Cause, I mean,
did you see that in the NFL? Everyone says that everybody can be a Patriot, and there's been guys that weren't able to do it. Chad Johnson wasn't able to do it. Randy Moss wasn't there that long. He can only do it, keep him reined in for so long. There are guys, some guys that just, it doesn't. Yeah, it can't be coached that way.
Yeah, like Steven Jackson on the Spurs. Steven Jackson was kind of, he was a beast on the Spurs, and then what's it called? Coach issues. They dropped him out before the playoffs, and so it was. I think they got a ring that year too, but it was just I didn't feel like he fit that. That was the best for his career, like personally wise, but maybe I don't know, because I just kind of feel like everybody's too old for Kawhi right now. And he's kind of by himself.
Yeah, you think CP3 ends there next year?
Here?
San Antonio.
Nah. My boy, shout out Mo. My boy, I keep hitting shots. my boy said, he's like, it'd be tough if he goes back to New Orleans and plays with Boogie and AD. That would be.
They're not winning anything.
That would be wild. What?
Why not even winning?
That's a way better decision than going to the Spurs.
No, I think.
Why not? The two best big men in the league on the same team. You saw what they did with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. Now you got two big men who can hit threes.
They need more pieces for that to work out.
What I'm saying is the two best big men in the league with the best pure point guard.
I could see why you'd probably make it to the semifinals in the West, but
I mean, he's been doing that his whole career, so it's,
he needs to win something.
Going to the Spurs
will give you that.
How?
I mean, you're probably not going to win
because they're still going to be old. You got Kawhi. You got Boogie and AD, and then you got Kawhi by himself on the other team. With the aging LaMarcus Aldridge, so old her Tony Parker right now, and old Manu. All
right, fair enough. I see it now. I don't know. I
feel like it'll be like a younger team. Couple, like, I mean, if he wants to win something, he's gonna go call LeBron and be like, "Yo, let me get one real quick." But other than, like, that's probably the only way he's going to get it. I feel like he's a little bit too, like, now, he has to go to, like, a star power team, not, like, another one. I feel like if he stays in LA, or
I don't see how he fits on the Cavs. You're not benching Kyrie over
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just over Kyrie.
So that's not gonna work.
Oh, he might go ringless.
That's so sad. Very sad. But you were talking about the NFL. We never talked about the draft. You happy with your Eagles?
Yeah, I think the Eagles had a good draft.
I'm excited. You know what I'm saying?
Eagles love West Virginians.
Yeah, they took on many West Virginians. Two? Three.
Drafted two, signed another one. Yeah. There's already two on the rosters. I think there's five on the Eagles right now. Five guys from here over the last couple of years.
Just like a burger.
Sorry. I think the Eagles. Honestly, I think the Eagles are going to be a team to look out for this.
We'll be okay.
Making on the NFC, you guys are not going anywhere.
I'm not going to say it's Super Bowl or bust this season.
It's one to the main. Stop playing with us.
But I expect them to compete for a playoff spot.
You guys are definitely going to make the playoffs.
I'm not going to sit here and definitely say they're going to make the playoffs.
We're winning a playoff game.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you probably will not.
It depends.
The Giants just stacked up. They got that tight end from Ole Miss.
Look, Odell's going to throw a hissy fit at the end of the season. He's going to be at Drake's house all week. And we're going to win. Guarantee it. I'm gonna put the tweet out at the beginning of the season. And
Bird gang.
Exactly. I'm gonna put the tweet out. It's gonna happen.
Just gonna be a Drake.
There's too many emotions on that team. That's all.
Brandon Marshall's there now, right? They picked up Brandon Marshall.
That was a good pick.
Giants are making moves low key.
Yeah, a lot of teams are making moves. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's getting better. Like, that's one thing. Like, I feel like NBA, like, a whole bunch of these super teams are being built, but a lot of players are just being, a lot of young players are just coming out of college going crazy. Football, a lot of stack teams are coming up. Like, I don't know. I feel like sports is getting, like, really interesting now. I feel like it kind of dropped off for a little bit. But, yeah.
Oh, what else we got?
That's pretty good. Right? Yeah, we're going to go hit the bar.
I really wanted to sleep. I'm about to go be mine.
Nigga, it's summer and you want to sleep.
Listen, man.
Hey, I feel you.
That tough life got you.
Hey, look, we can get some.
I'm going to be up all night tomorrow.
For what?
Hunter's coming to town.
Oh.
Woo! Hey, loyal men. Like, hey, loyal men in the crib, Nate. We can bake some cookies. We can watch. We can watch Lord of the Rings. You feel me?
Shit. Have you seen that movie in...
Man, I'm seen that movie.
Is that top five movie?
Fire,
is that top five trilogy?
Hell no.
Lord of the Rings.
What?
I mean, it's...
Top five? Not top five, but like, it's a good...
Can you name five trilogies better than that?
The Matrix.
Okay.
Dark Knight.
Okay.
Shrek. After the third, it was whack. I think
I'll give you a trick.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Trilogy,
all three movies are dope.
I thought so.
Do we count
the original Star Wars trilogy?
The original.
Okay. I'm sorry. Nah, prequels were trash. Everyone agrees on that. Universal agreement.
Right. You guys are right.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Great.
All three are great.
Great.
Kill me. I haven't seen either of them all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces. Tell me you watched
them. I mean, that movie is long as hell, bro.
It is. They're like 3 hours long.
That movie is long.
I actually watched all of them in a class here. Got Com 305, Appreciation of Motion Pictures, or whatever it is. When I took it my junior year, and the guy themed it around gangster movies, and we watched The Godfathers, Goodfellas.
Yeah, I think the Iron Man
movie. Scarface, all those. Yeah. It was awesome.
First time this,
Gangs of New York.
It was fire. Yeah, I love it. It was 3 hours long.
To my little friend.
Yo, what do y'all think of Marvel's like solo movies? I feel like they suck.
The solo movies?
I don't know.
What do you mean by solo?
Thor was trash.
Well, I mean, technically Captain America 2 was a solo movie, but.
Are they halfway through?
I feel like
that kind of
like an Avengers movie. I feel like they're putting so much in the Avenger movies and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
Thor was trash.
They've always built up
the last Iron Man solo movie was trash.
Yeah, because they don't.
Yeah, that wasn't
one. They'll still make $1 billion. It doesn't
Iron Man
matter.
One was awesome.
That's trash. Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the way this new Thor looks.
I
was fire. That's the one with
that
the
was really
Hulk.
Good.
With
the
Hulk. I had to rewatch it, and I was just like,
it doesn't follow the story.
It just makes no sense to me.
Marvel just doing whatever they want, bro.
Yes. They're just building to Infinity War. That's all they care about now.
It's because they're trying to combat Justice League. Like Justice League's about to be slight this first go around.
But like I said, it's like the little things. Like it just
I heard Guardians of the Galaxy was trash.
It wasn't.
Oh, you didn't go?
I didn't think it was trash. I didn't think it was trash. But then again, I like those little jokes they make. They excite me throughout the entire movie. Yeah, they try to make jokes. No. These jokes are hilarious.
It's the fact and that you know they're trying to make jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, where are they trying to make jokes?
That's why I couldn't appreciate it.
It was funny.
Fast and the Furious like that, because they try to make Tyrese funny. Like, you could tell.
Oh, Tyrese is funny. I don't like Tyrese.
He's funny, but then you're like, hey, Tyrese is the funny one this time.
Pay attention to him.
I'm funny.
Hey, Tyrese, here's a setup. It is forced and shit down here.
No, but Guardians was good. Baby Groot.
Maybe Groot
is funny.
I
want to
go
buy
a ticket just to see that.
Yeah.
Rofro, we need to have an anime segment.
Shit, look.
No, see, I don't
know. We got no anime, so. Me, you, and the author.
Nah, we gotta have, like, we gotta get deep in this. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say that for another
one. Yeah, so that's
another. You could get deep into it.
Because we gotta. Okay, because we got to expose that culture, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's an actual culture. There's a lot of people on my timeline that talk about anime.
No, it's hot now.
I don't watch anime, so.
Yeah, you're lame. You're lame.
I'm about to fix the rest of you. All right, we can do it real quick. What's the top three everyone should watch? Who's just getting into anime?
Yeah, if I had to watch, I want to get into staples. Give me top three.
I'll give you my three. Naruto, original Anshin Puden, Attack on Titan, and then, I would say Dragon Ball just because.
Everyone watches.
Okay. Dragon Ball is just so fucking all right, then, frustrating,
okay, man. The wild card, I'll say.
Y'all are funny as shit.
What? One Punch Man is like a wild card. Man. Like,
One Punch Man is a wild card.
I'll say Naruto.
Yes.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
For real? Have you gone back and tried to watch Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes. Hell yeah. That shit lit. What you talking about?
Yu-Gi-Oh all the way up until GX.
Children,
all the way up until GX.
I tried to watch this on Netflix. So I was
I'll give it all the way up until the first season of 5Ds because it was a great storyline. The just execution wasn't there.
My wild card is
Eureka 7 because I don't care what nobody says. That fucking storyline is fucking lit.
Good thing I brought my notepad.
You're funny. Look, I'm not gonna rattle off any episodes because I have like that list I could just send you. But just
you got the list. Yeah.
Just say what you're in. Like, just say what you're interested. People think like,
oh shit,
anime is.
Death Note is on my list. I'm sorry.
Wait,
I forgot.
Death Note, the one that has the notebook that he just
yeah. It's 10 or maybe it might be a little more than 10, but it's like
it's on Netflix now.
I don't know if it's on a TV
show.
They're making a live action film,
but it's like one season. You can just like watch it all. And it's nice to shit all over.
Where?
But like, it's not in English. I don't like reading subtitles.
There's a dubbed version, but.
There's subs and dubs. It's probably just a dubbed version.
Would you guys consider Zoids?
I don't know.
What?
Would you consider Zoids anime?
Zoids?
I mean, technically it is, but.
I mean, if it's Japanese.
All right, yeah, y'all lost to me.
Yeah, we're
You've
lost.
Never seen Zoids.
Anyways,
we're gonna bring it home. Send it home.
Hold on, let me.
Let Dion give his top
three. Yeah, y'all kept like coming up. Anyways,
I'm sorry.
Last thing, as far as like the anime thing before, because I didn't want to like really talk about episodes and stuff because people don't know what we're talking about. But just saying, like, if you want to get interested into it, it's not like this big. It's not like just one. It's not just like all cartoons, whatever. There's still like mystery. There's different. There's a whole bunch of different types. There's like mystery ones, funny ones, like kiddie ones. It's just like the same. It's like the same thing that's in America, whatever. It's just Japanese. It's just the Japanese version. Just different storylines. They can get more like vulgar with their stuff. More like more gory with their stuff. Just because it's not as regulated. So that's like that's what people like it. But yeah, that's all.
I can't think of. That's passionate. I think soccer is the only thing I find as passionate as you guys do.
I'm sorry, we're taking on our nerds.
I mean, Katie, you know.
There's an anime about soccer.
Facts. There's a couple.
I specifically remember they were in high school.
Send me the link.
There's one specifically about soccer.
Send me the link. We'll get on it. All right, Shane, we're going to throw it back to you.
Are we bringing it home? We getting out of here?
Yeah.
Oh, UU Hockey Show. All
right.
Yeah, that's the best.
All right, so.
Oh, never mind.
We can, but
we'll get back to it next week.
Yeah.
My man.
All right, so
let's get through tomorrow first. He had a cap screw.
We'll be back next week.
Word.
Share, retweet, all that.
Yeah, retweet.
Please, we appreciate it.
Follow us on Twitter.
Tell him Twitter sphere.
Yeah, D underscore, wait. At D underscore Swavey 35. So, yeah, you spell Swavey, S-W-A-V-E-Y.
Silent Hill, replace the I with the one. There you go.
Oh, shit.
I know my shit.
But,
at Quakunali. It's basically K-W-A-K-U-N-A-L-Y. I know it's long, but I had a terrible joke there. I had such a terrible joke there, but what's up?
And I'm at Charles. I'm at CharlesBP93. Come and follow me because I don't have 1,000 followers like the rest of these people.
Facts, me.
Yeah, me neither. Help me get my followers up.
It's just me.
I'm over here.
Relax yourself. Come on, man.
So, yeah, give your boy a follow.
All right. I'm just trying to get paid from tweeting, man.
Shane.
So I'm saying.
ASAP, don't forget it.
And I am at SASNYDER32. Help me get to 1,000, please. So I can be cool like ASAP Nikki.
You don't know your Roger looking yourself right now.
But no, for real, retweet it, share it, tell people. Tell us what you like, tell us what you didn't. We appreciate it. We love you. Yeah. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See ya. Say less.